Time to get some Queensland mail. Doomben is where the Metro meeting in Queensland is tomorrow. And don't forget, the Winter Carnival just around the corner. And joining us now is Sky Racing Queensland form medalist, Michael Maxworthy. Maxie, a very good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Middo. Yes, we've got a couple of big days still to come in Sydney, and then they pass the baton to us here in Brisbane. I think our first official day for the Winter Carnival is the 4th of May. It's Victory Stakes Day, so about 3 weeks away. Great finish in the Victory last year. Rothfire got up and beat King of Sparta and Prince of Boom in a very close finish, Middo. And certainly, you know, you can tell it's only just around the corner. We had a terrific set of trials at Doomben yesterday. We've had the big wet up here, but all of that is behind us, and we're catching up with trials and race meetings that have been cancelled. And Rothfire did actually win a trial yesterday. So did his stablemate, Prince of Boom. A couple of other horses that trial well. Far Too Easy for David McComb at Mwillimbah. And a former Magic Millions winner in Skirt the Law looked pretty good in her heat yesterday. So we're all getting set for the carnival, just 3 weeks away.
Okay, yeah, those were some important trials, weren't they? And looking at this meeting tomorrow at Doomben, I see in the first, Chris Waller's got the favourite user pin. And also, Kira Ma has Extravagant Miss in race six, Maxie.
Yeah, I like Extravagant Miss. I'm interested in this one in the first that Chris is sending up, Use a Pin. Gee, she trialed well. At Warwick Farm, James McDonald rode her and never let her go. And then she went to the Kenzo for a first start, started equal favourite. And she was midfield away and she over-raced badly, throwing her head around. And she did feel the pinch the last 50 or 60 metres. So Chris has spotted this race up here for her, a filly by Yes, Yes, Yes. And she's drawn nicely with no weight to carry in the opening event on the card. The one that I do like in that two-year-old race, Middo, is a horse called Heart and Spirit, number 11, trained by Stuart Kendrick. She's a full sister to Jonker, who won a Group 1. He's now retired to stud. And I just like the way she trialed. I think she's around about $6.50. So I'm going with the Queenslander Heart and Spirit to beat User Pin, the current favourite for Chris Waller in the opening event. Now, you mentioned
Extravagant Star.
Yeah. Surely she's hard to beat here, Middo, when you have a look at her form. I think it was only start number two she won the English Millennium, and then she went off the boil a little bit. She's only had the four starts for Kieran Ma, a couple of seconds and a win. And if you go back two starts, surely she's got to be very hard to beat on that performance at Rose Hill. Have a look at the horses that sort of finished around her in that. The winner was Shadows of Love. Bandy's Boy was third. I thought she was great running second. This is a much easier race over that same trip, the 1100 at Doomben tomorrow for Extravagant Star. She then went to the birthday card Group 3. She ran 7 to 15 behind Chain of Lightning. Probably a little bit out of her depth, Middo, but I think she is clearly the best bet on the card. Extravagant Star in the first leg of the quaddie at Doomben tomorrow, race six, number seven.
Maxie, I'm seeing a couple of Queensland horses running tomorrow in the Percy Sykes Stakes, and they're at massive odds. Can you make a case for either of them?
Yeah, probably not, Loz. I think what the trainers up here, Kelly Sweeter and Chris Munce, were thinking, this could be an easier option, the Group 2 for the fillies, the Percy Sykes. Given that we thought the Golden Slipper winner, Lady of Camelot, was going to run in the sire. So I think that they were surprised at the strength of the Percy Sykes at Randwick tomorrow. And, you know, Elmore Zia, who was very good in this year's English Millennium, she's drawn the car park. The other filly goes okay, Divine Force, but I don't think she's quite up to this competition. So they'd already sent the fillies to Sydney. Apparently they're fit and well, but I think that's a bit too tough for them, and maybe there's a nice race for them during the carnival up here.
Okay, so your best tomorrow, Maxie Doomben, race six, number seven, Extravagant Starts, and even $2 with Tab. Any others we should be putting our money on tomorrow that you're keen on?
I mentioned Extravagant Star going to Kira Ma, and the form's clearly turned around. Well, the same has happened at Doomben tomorrow in race eight with At Wit's End. Now, he's an older horse who you would have thought a few months ago is at the end of it. But since going to Daniel Bowen at Lismore, he's only had the three starts for Daniel, and he's just totally resurged the horse. His last victory Doomben was terrific. It was with a wide rail. He went around the outside fence and still won. I think he can knock off a couple of the more favoured runners in that eighth race tomorrow at Doomben. The trip is perfect for him. He's got solid stats over the Doomben 1350. So I thought he was the other good play, Mido, tomorrow at Doomben. 6-7 extravagant start. And make sure you have something on the very much informed now, 8-10 at Wits End.
$5 currently with Tab. Have a great weekend, Maxi.
Okay, you two guys. See you soon.